It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
And here we are. We're here in my living room, and I have a honey snack for us to try. Because yesterday, I finally, third week of Lent, I was finally able to get out and get a fish fry. And that's because 2 weeks ago, the weather was miserable. I didn't feel like getting caught up in the I-480 airport bottleneck. And it just, it sucked. So I just wanted to get in my jammies and relax. Last Friday I was going to go. I was planning on it from like Monday or Tuesday, and then like Wednesday or Thursday found out may have been exposed to a virus.
It was herpes.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was the usual virus, you know, the one that's been around here for, you know, what, 3 years now? So yesterday, finally, I'm able to get out to the fish fry at the German club. Got out there, met a very nice couple. You know, they were there, you know, kind of newish in town. They didn't even know that club existed.
Were they swingers? Were they trying to pick you up?
No. No. But we, you know, we were sitting and talking, and you know, I told him, you know, hey, you know, come out, you know, to Summer Oktoberfest, which is in July at the club, because it's, you know, fun time.
Do either of them play an instrument?
I forgot to ask.
Oh my God, Jason.
But so the fish fry was great. Loved it. I had a beer with it, which was wonderful. I, you know, felt so good to, because you generally don't get that at church fish fries. You know, they normally don't sell beer with the fish fries.
No, they would be packed for hours if they did. It's not great for crowd control.
So I had a beer, I had my fish fry, and it was great. And then on the way in, I noticed it, and I was like, I wish I had cash, because, you know, generally, you know, when the Girl Scouts are selling cookies at the tables, you know, it's cash only. And I'm like, as I'm walking out, I'm like, you don't take credit card, do you? Oh, yes, we do. It's like,
they have for a while.
And I'm like, well, I haven't bought from a table in ages. And I'm like, and I posted on Twitter, good news, the Girl Scouts accept credit cards. Bad news, the Girl Scouts accept credit cards.
They're an extortionate little gang of cuties. Like, you walk by that table and you do not leave without buying cookies.
Mm-hmm. So, I bought a new cookie. It's, they introduced them last year. These are the ones, we ordered last year online. Mm-hmm. And the thing was, they weren't shipping these. You know, you had to buy them directly from a scout. So.
And my scout was in Richland, I think.
Yeah. Mine was, I don't know, somewhere in the, actually, I think I bought from your scout.
Mm-hmm.
But these are called Adventurefuls. They are indulgent brownie-inspired cookies with caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt. So, are you ready?
I am ready.
Try it.
That's more cookie textured than brownie textured than mm-hmm. I expected.
Yeah, they said they were, you know, they're still, you know, they still have a crunch to them, but
they taste exactly like brownies, though. That's mm-hmm. delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's like the cookie they use for the Thin Mint.
Mm-hmm. But no mint. But I have mint in, I have Thin Mints in the freezer, because Thin Mints are best right out of the freezer. I also bought Dosey Doughs, which are the peanut butter creams. sandwich cookies, and I bought the lemon, the lemon ups, because, oh man, first time I had those, I was like, okay, these are good. These are some of the best.
I hear there's a raspberry one this year in some regions.
Mm. Let's go invade other regions and see, because for those of you unaware, the Girl Scouts are, you know, an organization here in the States. And every year they have a cookie sale for a fundraiser. Well, they have, I think, two different bakers, depending on where you are. And it's...
Mm-hmm. It's caused controversy.
It's not east-west or north-south. It's kind of, like, patchy.
Like football. Like football regions.
Mm-hmm. You can find... I think in Ohio, if you go to like southeastern Ohio, they're on the they use the other baker. We get little brownie bakers.
But there was some controversy because people were saying the cookies tasted different between bakers, and how come some groups get different cookies than others, and that's why.
Hmm.
Ooh, have you ever had the Dulce de Leche cookies?
I have not.
Those are so good. It's like a caramel cream cookie, mm-hmm. and. They debuted them more like in the Southwest, and then somehow, because Ohio, I think Ohio has like regional offices or something, mm-hmm. Ohio got them.
Ooh.
1 year. Snap those up.
I have found that, you know, despite the fact that I don't really like coconut, I do like the Samoas.
Well, you can barely taste the coconut.
Yeah, I know. The Samoas are... coconut, chocolate, caramel, and a cookie.
Yeah, these are pretty good. I like these.
Yeah, they are. So yeah, those were pretty good. We should find something else to try at some point and record another segment.
Another Girl Scout cookie.
Well, I don't have any that neither of us have tried. Well, have you tried the Lemon Ups?
I don't know. I've had other Girl Scout lemon cookies, but I don't think they were called Lemon Ups. That they've also debuted like three different types of lemon cookie.
They're the bigger ones with like the frosting around them.
I don't think so. I think the last one I had was the Savannah Smiles, which I liked. They were little wedge-shaped ones covered with powdered sugar.
Well, I have some bad news then. You're going to have to try one of these.
Oh, I guess I will.
I mean... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say. You are obligated to try a Lemon Up. Have you tried these?
No, I have not tried those. That looks like a digestive cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look how fat these are. Thank you. They almost look like a...
What does yours say? Bold.
I'm bold.
I am bold.
They have affirmations on them.
I am gutsy. Yes, I am.
I thought it said dusty. And I was going to make fun of you for being old.
No, I am busty.
These look like old school shortbread cookies.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the noise, folks.
Let's put it down for now. We can do that later.
There we go. Got it. All right.
These smell really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. When you said frosting, I was suspicious because I don't always like lemon frosting.
Oh, they just have like a little like, it's not even really frosting. It's only on the bottom.
I think it's to keep the cookie from crumbling into dust.
Mm-hmm. So, these remind me of lemon flavored Lorna Doones.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love Lorna Doones.
Like a shortbread cookie. You get Lorna Doones at the blood bank.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, so these are,
I did not expect to come over and eat a bunch of cookies today. I'm not even really, like, a cookie person. This is...
Well, these are special cookies.
You know, since going off hormonal birth control...
Mm-hmm.
my tastes for things have changed a little.
Hmm. Well, that's like since I quit smoking, which, by the way, will be at the end of the month, will be officially 15 years since I've... And I want to state this outright. The last time I smoked a cigarette, or even took a hit of a cigarette, was 15 years ago. Like, no cheating, no nothing. I just never, I quit, never picked them up again.
Well, you got your own little homeschool aversion therapy.
Mm-hmm.
In the form of getting sick.
Yep. So.
People pay a lot of money for smoking cessation. You got it for free.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't say free, because I felt like shit for 2 weeks.
I remember one year my brother was trying to quit. And when I caught him with a cigarette, I tried to burn him with it.
Hmm.
And that was our aversion therapy. I never succeeded because he's much bigger than I am, but...
So, yeah, I 15 years since I quit. Wish I would have never started, but I quit.
Your brother's still smoking.
Oh, I know.
Going strong.
Yeah. What else do I have for us to try?
yeah, I'm kind of a snack monster right now.
Yes.
But we have a 50th birthday party tonight at a bar, restaurant, some kind of place with food.
Okay. I have something here that...
I'm just making grabby hands before I even see it.
Okay, I bought these not expecting anything, you know. I was expecting something possibly sweet. Because these are called peanut puffs.
Yes, I've had those at Aldi.
Yes. They're Deutsche Küche. They are peanut puffs. They're crunchy corn snacks with freshly ground peanuts. I was expecting like peanut butter flavor. But
No, it's made with peanut oil. I think it's peanut oil.
And they have freshly ground peanuts in them.
Yeah, I had a different flavor, but the same kind of...
They're like Cheetos.
They do taste like peanut butter, but not like... It's not like the candy peanut butter.
Where no, they're not sweet. Yeah, I was expecting sweet.
Mm-mm. They taste like natural peanut butter.
This is authentic German food, according to the brand name. So. A few more? Sorry, I keep finding stuff for you to try.
I know, and I'm wearing hard pants today, so. I'm gonna pop a button.
So. Yeah, so, Anything else? Anything else you want to try? Anything else? Do you have the taste for anything else?
No, I think I'm going to make a cup of tea.
Okay.
We're going to watch some Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to this, what's it called? Arturo's?
I think so, yeah.
And who is this person?
It's my former neighbor.
Is this the people we met at the Oktoberfest?
No. No. That was Lisa. This is Jennifer. She lives next door to my parents. Well, her parents live next door to my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, that story. she's the one that we were over the one time and she was there with like, they have like bulldogs.
I have no recollection of that. I believe you, but yeah. I have no recollection of that.
It was during the pandemic. They were out on the porch. So.
Are they the house with... All right, so...
The gray house.
The house with the little kid or the house with the adult child?
The house with the adult child.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see why your parents want us there. To give us someone nice to talk to.
No, they're not going to be there.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to be us two. I don't even think Eric's going. So. I just... Ed, her boyfriend, messaged me and asked, you know, if we were going. And I asked if you wanted to go, and you said sure, and I said okay.
Okay, I think I misunderstood what kind of event this was. I thought your parents were going.
No.
We were there because your mom didn't want to deal with her parents too much. Okay. Mm-mm.
No, not that. So.
Well, that'd be fun. You get to catch up.
Mm-hmm. So. Alrighty. Well, I think that's about enough. Don't you?
I do.
So. Alrighty. So, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.